A Note on Daily Seminary Study by Lauren Cook. This seminary year of home study in the Cambridge ward in England was going to be different, I thought to myself. The weekly lessons on Tuesday nights were fun because of the close friendships the class had. The previous year, my friend Helena and I tried to make the work easier on ourselves. I took the odd-numbered sections of the manual, and Helena took the evens. We each completed the work for those sections and then swapped answers. I have to confess, this was a step up from the year before when I had spent a day at her house copying all her work. I resolved that this year was going to be different. I was going to take the initiative to learn all my scripture mastery scriptures, not just crumple and smooth out every page in my triple combination with a scripture mastery item to make it easier to turn to, and keep up to date with the home study manual, if not get ahead. I imagined myself as the shining example to all my classmates. I went to the first class of the new term with my manual, pencil, and newly sharpened red scripture marker in hand, and smugly told Helena that I would no longer be needing her help. I would, for a change, be doing the work myself, or at least that was the plan. A month later, I knew I was already over my head and would need to slog it out for a whole weekend to catch up. A few weeks later, I still hadn't done as much as open the manual, and I tentatively asked Helena how she was doing in her home study manual in the hope we could come to an arrangement. "Oh, when you said you were going to get ahead in the manual, I followed your example, and I'm now a whole month and a half ahead in the book. Thanks, you were right," Helena said smugly, knowing I had reverted to my old ways. I was stuck and had lost my partner in crime. I decided that I needed a daily reminder to read my scriptures and fill out my manual. It would be hard. And wading through at least three sections of the manual in a short amount of time did not sound appealing. I tried several techniques to remind me to do at least an hour of seminary work every day. I tried reasoning that after my favorite TV show, I would do an hour every evening. But favorite shows were followed by favorite shows, and even when the evening news came on, I was still not motivated. The prayer rock placed on my pillow or where I would tread on it to remind me soon ended up in the back garden after countless bruises on my forehead and stubbed toes. Willpower was not working, and I needed a way to be a bit more diligent in my seminary study. I decided to pray to Heavenly Father to forgive me of my laziness and asked if He would help me to get down to work. I started putting up bright yellow sticky notes on my bunk bed and desk where I would see them and be reminded to read and study. For the most part, they worked. I just had to back them up with constant prayer so that I wouldn't become complacent. A week before we had to have all our work turned in, I still had a few sections left to complete. I ended up at Helena's home again, but this time we completed the remaining work together, reading through the scriptures and answering the questions. Even though I had left a lot of the work till late and had struggled to catch up, seminary turned out to be enjoyable and rewarding as I learned and retained more knowledge than any previous year of seminary, all thanks to Heavenly Father and a few well-placed sticky notes. Sidebar: A Shield of Protection. I know the power that comes from associations in the seminary and institute programs. It has enriched my life, and I know it will do the same for you. It will put a shield of protection around you to keep you free from the temptations and trials of the world. There is a great blessing in having a knowledge of the gospel, and I know of no better place for the young people of the church to gain a special knowledge of sacred things than in the institute and seminary programs of the church. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. What a Way to Grow. New Era, August 1998, page 7. End of the article. A Note on Daily Seminary Study by Lauren Cook.